The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Our Tuesday with Timmons is now on Wednesday for this one time only. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing great. Hope you're well. Thank you for letting me come in on Wednesday.
Well, what we do on Wednesday, Wednesdays is actually Walhalla Holla Wednesday because we give away tickets to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. If you've never been there, let me encourage you to go sometime. What a great venue. They have some of the best entertainment in the upstate. So Tuesday with Timmons was moved to Walhalla Holla Wednesday this week.
We're going to have to find a way to give some tickets away on Tuesday next time. I feel left out.
There you go. Lots to talk about as we are literally just a couple of weeks away, of course, from the most important midterm elections that we've seen in recent times. Bloomberg's economics, their latest projection shows a 100% probability of a recession within the next 12 months if something doesn't happen soon. Federal Reserve expected to hike interest rates again when they meet in early November. Of course, we're experiencing decades high inflation. Assuming that that things go the way we think they're going to go on November the 8th and that the GOP regains a majority in the House, what can you guys do to possibly slow this down and to help us avoid this recession?
Well, the number one thing we have to do is stop spending money. The Democrats spent us into this recession. They spent trillions of dollars we don't have. They increased the debt. They deficit spent, and it caused the value of the dollar to go down. And that's just as simple as that. And it was very obvious. Even Democrat economists that were in the Obama White House said that this was going to happen. We can't spend all this money. We can't just print money. So the number one thing we can do is stop doing that. We can't spend money we don't have. And that's the Democrats' answer for everything. Spend, spend, spend. They've never seen a tax dollar that they wanted to save. So, that's number one. But number two, we have to unleash the American economy. We have to grow the economy. The only way to fix any of these problems is to grow the economy. We do that by having a tax structure that's fair, that makes businesses competitive in the global economy. We got to have trade relations that are fair, so we're not being taken advantage of, particularly with China. But the other thing is we've got to fix healthcare. Healthcare is a huge component of this. We need to have people working as long as possible, and they got to be as healthy as possible. And then the last, but not, certainly not least, is immigration. We can't have 15 million people in this country that are in the shadows. It's just ridiculous. We've got to fix immigration. We've got to secure the southern border. That's our plan, and we're gonna get it done next year.
Yep. During a conversation this past weekend, as the president was eating an ice cream cone at Baskin Robbins in Portland, Oregon, he was quoted as saying, "Our economy is strong as hell." What could he possibly be talking about?
I don't think that he has any idea. Normally, he just tries to read things on the teleprompter, doesn't even do that well. So I'm sure while he's eating the ice cream cone, he's not reading, and so I think he just said something that he had heard somebody say that was making a joke, because it's a bad joke.
Yeah. Part of the House Republicans' commitment to America involves national security, and of course we know that that's very important. We now know that President Biden tried to convince the Saudis to hold off cutting oil production until after the elections. They didn't. Biden told Jake Tapper on CNN that when you guys return to Washington, that there are going to be consequences. Here's what he said.
This House and Senate gets back. There's going to be some consequences for what they've done with Russia. I'm not going to get into what I'd consider and what I have in mind, but there will be consequences.
All right. So any idea what those consequences are that he's speaking of?
He has no plan. He put us in this situation. His policies to try to be a woke environmentalist and take us off fossil fuels caused this problem. The Europeans' woke environmental policy that made them more reliant on Russian oil and gas caused this problem. So all we have to do is undo everything he did on energy in the last 2 years. It's not hard. We're probably going to have to spend some money to finish the Keystone XL pipeline, because at this point, the company that was building it is abandoning it. So we're going to have to invest in our energy independence. We have to be energy independent. When Trump left office, we were. We were a net exporter of energy, and the world was safe. And, you know, it's not just energy. It's our allies don't trust us. Our enemies don't fear us. We are weak.
Yeah.
Putin's talking about nuking Ukraine because we won't do anything. And that's not a secret. Under no circumstance will this president send Americans to die. And the fact that we know that he won't do that means that our enemies know that we won't do that.
Yeah.
And the military is still the most capable. The United States military is still the most capable force on this planet. And we're fighting with both of our arms tied behind our back and a chain on our leg. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons, speaking of the military, yes, they have, you know, we have what could be the best military on the face of the earth. I was a bit concerned yesterday when I received a report from the Heritage Foundation. They do an index on the U.S. military strength. And for the first time ever, the Heritage Foundation's index of the U.S. military rates our military weak, primarily because of where it's headed, because of the Biden administration's wokeness. You know, they seem to be consumed with branding climate change as a national security crisis. They've injected divisive ideology into the military. What's your response to the Heritage Foundation rating our military as weak if we continue on the path that we're on?
They're exactly right. When we're talking about pronouns and gender sensitivity training in the military, that's not our job. Our job is to fight and win wars. And we are not focused on our job right now. We are focused on, well, the Democrats are focused on using the military to reshape society. And it's wrong. The military should be above politics, but I cannot tell you how often the president's woke agenda is interwoven into the military. They're doing it with contracting. They're doing it with personnel. They're doing it across the board. And I can promise you the Russians or the Chinese don't care what your pronouns are. They're going to kill you nonetheless if we're at war.
Yeah.
They're not going to say, do you need a safe space? That's not how life works. War is war. And the Russians don't care who you're sleeping with or what your pronouns are. They're going to kill you. So we need to be focused on training our military to fight and win wars, and it's as simple as that.
Yep. And you know, I was watching an interview recently, and I don't recall who it was, but it was an Army recruiter talking about how his job is the hardest it's ever been recruiting young people to join the military because of all of this.
Our society in the last decade has actually toxic masculinity.
Yes.
What place does being a strong, fast, fit man or woman have in the military when our society is denigrating people that care about those things? It's just it doesn't make sense. All of the left's policies across the board are well intentioned. They're well-intentioned, but they just don't work. They have no basis in reality. That's what this election's about. Their monetary and fiscal policy caused the highest inflation in our lives. They're going to increase interest rates across the board, which is going to make it impossible for us to continue this economic growth. Their energy policies are making it hard for people to get to work, and they're having to decide whether they want to fill up their gas tank or put food on the table. It's just wrong. It's wrong, and the American people know who did this, and they're coming for them in November.
Yep. One of the issues that continuously shows up as an important issue on Americans' minds, of course, most all polls now, whether you agree with the polls or not, or even believe that they're accurate, most all the polls show that the top issue, of course, is the economy and inflation. But high on that list, too, is crime. as we see crime across U.S. cities continuing to soar. We have U.S. Senate candidates like Fetterman in Pennsylvania, who has who's been weak on crime, who's literally turned criminals loose on the street. What are you guys? What's your plan as far as the House Republicans' commitment to America? What's your plan on crime?
You know, it's really remarkable. Yet another ridiculous Democrat policy that has resulted in just tragic outcomes. Defund the police. We all remember when they start saying, and you just look around like, are you serious? That doesn't make any sense. When I dial 911, I actually want somebody to show up and keep me safe. But that's what they did. They defunded the police. They demonized law enforcement. So what are we going to do? This is not hard, Joey. We're going to support the police. We're going to fund the police. We're going to make sure that they have all the resources they need and that we appropriately glorify their efforts to keep us safe. And don't get me wrong, there's always going to be examples of bad actions, and we will hold people accountable that need to be held accountable. But 99.99% of law enforcement is just trying to protect and serve. And it's just wrong. It's wrong for us to make them feel like they're not supported by the people that they are protecting and serving. So we're going to fund the police. We're going to appropriately hold them accountable, but also raise them up because they do such an incredibly important public service.
Well, and we're all going to have a chance to play our part in 19 days. Congressman William Timmons, Tuesday with Timmons on Wednesday this week. We'll be back to Tuesday next week. Always a pleasure. Have a safe week, and we'll talk with you again.
Look forward to it. Be well.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.